And it was built in the 1920s on Main Street, but it was on the corner of Main and Higbee. And at that point, when that building was constructed, it had a diagonal entrance that addressed the corner. And basically, this stone building had that particular opening or diagonal opening, but it was later closed. The bank, the Farmers Deposit Bank, closed in the early, in the mid-1900s. I should say 1926 is when the bank closed. The Horse Cave State Bank purchased the building and occupied it. And at that time, in 1937, the corner entry was removed or basically enclosed, and the front, the far front facade on the right is where the main entry was to the bank. The particular stone on the front facade of this building when it was renovated in 1937 ended up being more of a polished or dressed stone with fluted, meaning vertical concave striping above the center entry area, what was the entry in the, the center entrance area, and above the large plate glass windows that were storefront windows on the first floor. At a point in time then, it was occupied by two different dress shops, the Russell's Dress Shop and the Four Seasons Dress Shop. And on the inside, the second floor was occupied by offices and apartments. And on the first floor, because it was a dress shop, it had small dressing rooms in the front half of the first floor. And I will say that in the late 1990s, it was being looked at because the building was given to the Horse Cave Theater, now known as the Kentucky Repertory Theater, and they wanted to use it as their offices. So they hired an architectural firm from Louisville to renovate the building, and based on some plans that had been drawn up for a transportation enhancement funds. And with those drawings in mind, they designed and made on the first floor, a small performance area, and it's sort of a meeting room as well that faces Main Street or 218. And behind it, they kept where the old bank vault was. And so now that's more of a storage room where they keep a refrigerator. But I will say one of the neatest features was the skylight that we found or uncovered because there had been a lowered ceiling on the second floor. And when we saw the skylight, we were so entranced, we said, we've got to open that up and make it a central feature. So really, now it is part of the main living area, open space, common area for the second floor. Let me tell you a little bit about when when the Kentucky Repertory Theater was given the building, it had been unoccupied for several years. And at that point, they said, well, somebody's got to go in there and measure this building so that we can get funding to make it into the offices and housing for the actors. And in the middle of the winter, myself and my daughter went into the building to measure it and draw up the existing floor plan so we could come up with a proposed floor plan for the place. And what we found was water deterioration from the second floor coming down to the first floor, and the ceiling, which were ceiling panels that were lowered, were all damaged and hanging down and on the floor. We also found a lot of pigeons. And on the second floor, they loved to roost there, and there were broken windows on the second floor, so the pigeons would come in, and while it was like below 32 degrees, there were a lot of pigeons roosting, and they would hide into closets or into the specific rooms, and then we had to shoo them all out in order to get into that room and measure it quickly before they wanted to come back in. And after the building was measured, we did have a animal control company come in and literally remove all of the pigeons. And I will say the floors were covered with pigeon droppings. And it wasn't a pleasant experience. It was quite harrowing. But I will say that the Horse Cave has now got another gem in its pocket here, because the theater has made a lovely space on the first floor. It has been used for many opportunities for the youth to do performances as well as dinners to raise money for the theater, and then housing on the second floor for actors. And so we're extremely proud of the Horse Cave State Bank and the building renovation.